There is something fundamentally wrong about the way men are taught to regard war, contends feminist activist and sociologist Kathleen Berry. And ultimately, she says, it devalues both genders.
This started when I was watching on television the Israeli bombing of Lebanon in 2006. And when another country bombs a country, people who are killed are referred to innocent lives. And this term began to bother me. For if we say that there are some people who should not be killed during wartime, then we're automatically saying there's other people who can be killed.
That concern was the starting point for Berry's newest book, which she titled Unmaking War, Remaking Men. In it, she argues that there is no longer a need for individual nations to maintain their own armies. Instead, she suggests, a small, truly international peacekeeping force should be enough, with a shared global leadership to determine when their intervention is needed, as in cases of ethnic cleansing or genocide.
I wish I could take the stance that we could live without any military ever again. I think the lesson of Hitler in the Second World War and the danger of that kind of thing possibly happening again, there has to be some way to stop the psychopathic leaders that get control of an enormous amount of power.
Berry, now a Santa Rosa resident, is professor emerita at Penn State University, where she published her landmark first book, Female Sexual Slavery, in 1979. Her new book is subtitled, How Empathy Can Reshape Our Politics, Our Soldiers, and Ourselves. She says she found hope and inspiration in the small Central American nation of Costa Rica.
Costa Rica has been demilitarized since the late 1940s, when it had a very bloody coup. And after the coup, the leaders of Costa Rica said, we're never going to have another coup. We're never going to go through this again. We are disbanding the military. And they have been demilitarized since then, without the backing of the United States or any other major military. So there's reason to think that state demilitarization is possible.
But demilitarizing alone is merely a first step, Berry says. That lesson, too, has been borne out in Costa Rica.
Unmaking war is not going to happen until men begin to remake themselves and begin to remake masculinity and insist on another way of being seen and treated and behaving in the society. In fact, in my trip to Costa Rica to see what a demilitarized state looked like, what I found after more than 60 years of peace was an extremely high degree of violence against women. Women are not going to gain from the ending of war unless we end it in the homes also.
At its core, Berry concludes, domestic violence and aggression against an enemy in war spring from the same source deep in the male psyche, so it will not be possible to eradicate one without also eliminating the other. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.